Welcome to this podcast about LeConte Glacier in Frederick Sound in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. LeConte Glacier starts from the Stikine Ice Field in the Coast Mountains of British Columbia, at an elevation of about 8,500 feet, between Devil's Thumb and Mount Gilroy, and flows generally south for 22 miles to southeast Alaska, at the head of LeConte Bay in Frederick Sound, about 25 miles north of Wrangell and 22 miles east of Petersburg, Alaska. LeConte Bay is a fjord over 1,000 feet deep near the terminus of the glacier and is presently about 10 miles long, opening to the southeastern head of Frederick Sound, adjacent to the Stikine River Delta. Frederick Sound, a large fjord, separates Kuprianoff Island to the south from Admiralty Island to the north, and the islands of Kuprianoff and Mitkoff from the southeast Alaska mainland. It was first charted in 1794 by Lieutenants Joseph Whidbey and James Johnstone, and later named by Captain George Vancouver for Prince Frederick, Duke of York, and Albany. Its head connects to Sumner Strait to the south via Dry Strait, a water passage generally not navigable by large vessels, which will eventually close as the advancing Stikine River Delta prograde. In 1879, naturalist John Muir visited LeConte Glacier when icebergs occupied a 10 to 12 mile stretch of the bay. In The American Geologist, he noted that the Tlingit called the fjord Holti, meaning Thunder Bay, in reference to the noise generated by calving icebergs. In 1887, the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey ship Carlisle P. Patterson mapped the southeast Alaska coast. Lieutenant Commander Charles M. Thomas subsequently named the glacier in honor of Joseph LeConte, a close friend of Muir. From 1857 to 1869, LeConte was a professor of chemistry and geology at South Carolina College, now the University of South Carolina. In 1869, he moved to Berkeley, California to become a professor of geology at the newly established University of California. Renowned for his exploration and preservation of California's Sierra Nevada, he first visited Yosemite Valley in 1870, where he befriended Muir and began exploring the Sierra. In 1892, LeConte co-founded the Sierra Club with Muir and others and served as its director until 1898. LeConte Glacier is a tidewater glacier, an ice stream that terminates in the ocean at either a grounded terminus or a floating ice tongue. Glaciologists describe a recurring cycle for tidewater glaciers. Over centuries, they slowly advance until thinning near the terminus triggers a rapid retreat that concludes within decades. Stability is reached only when the glacier retreats into shallow water. Although climatic changes may trigger the retreat, observations indicate that once initiated, glacier behavior is only weakly influenced by climate. Geometry plays a more important role. The ability of tidewater glaciers to discharge large volumes of ice quickly poses hazards to shipping and may contribute significantly to sea level rise. The Coast Mountains, which straddle the boundary between Alaska and British Columbia, currently have four tidewater glaciers: Sawyer, South Sawyer, Dawes, and LeConte, covering a total area of 443,800 acres. These glaciers are all thinning and retreating, though none are rapidly retreating. LeConte Glacier, the southernmost tidewater glacier in the northern hemisphere, has attracted considerable study for its short-term ice calving dynamics and glacier-ocean interactions. It covers 115,892 acres and has an accumulation area at elevations between 3,020 feet and 8,530 feet. Between 1887 and 1963, the glacier retreated 2.5 miles. Calving icebergs up to 980 feet thick, before remaining relatively stable for 32 years. In 1994, it entered a phase of rapid retreat, and the terminus has since retracted about 1.2 miles. By 1998, the glacier had entered a phase of temporary stability at a constriction in the fjord, a pinning point that occurs when a narrowing or shoaling fjord reduces calving and the accumulation area equals the ablation area. This process is currently occurring with LeConte Glacier, which, at its retracted position, appears likely to advance once a terminus shoal forms. Although climate is the primary factor influencing glacier behavior, additional factors affect iceberg calving and tidewater glaciers. Climate change shifts the elevation of a glacier's equilibrium line, the boundary above which snowfall accumulates faster than it melts and below which the reverse occurs. An upward shift triggers retreat, while a downward shift advances the terminus. However, the behavior of calving glaciers also depends on fjord geometry. Unlike land-terminating glaciers, which decelerate near the terminus, tidewater glaciers accelerate as they approach the ocean. The rate of ice calving depends largely on glacier velocity and the water depth at the terminus. Glacier retreat in Alaska has contributed disproportionately to global sea level rise, with these glaciers losing 75 billion tons of ice annually. Over the past 50 years, retreating glaciers and ice caps worldwide have contributed 0.02 inches per year to sea level rise. Although mountain glaciers hold less than 1% of Earth's glacial ice, their rapid shrinkage accounts for nearly 30% of current sea level rise. Climate-induced melting is the primary cause of mountain glacier loss and will remain a major driver of global sea level change. Sea level rise is driven chiefly by the thermal expansion of seawater and by the transfer of water from terrestrial reservoirs, including land ice and groundwater, to the ocean. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change Fourth Assessment Report found that thermal expansion accounted for about 25% of the observed sea level rise from 1961 to 2003, while melting land ice contributed less than 50% and changes in land water storage less than 10%. During the final decade of that period, 1993 to 2003, thermal expansion and land ice melt each contributed about 50% to sea level rise. In the latest estimate for between 1993 and 2008, land ice melt, mostly from Greenland, contributed 68%, while thermal expansion accounted for 35%. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.